Hey everyone, it's Longbox Heroes After Dark, number 65. Todd and Leonard here.
With 65, are we retiring After Darks and getting our podcast Social Security?
I don't know if such a thing exists.
I would love podcast Social Security.
Oh man.
The baby boomers used all that up anyway.
That's right.
There is no podcast Social Security.
And now it has to go to the millennials who apparently want everything for free.
What?
This is the new... Now, I don't want to get political, Todd.
Uh-oh.
Because I understand...
Wait a minute. Can I just say something? Because if we get political,
yes.
I want to change the name of this podcast.
Go ahead.
And I think we should do it on, like, weekend mornings and call it Long Box and Friends.
Is the F silent?
Yes, Long Box and Friends.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
Oh.
I had that one under my hat for the first time somebody said political on this show.
No, so, you know, obviously the political race is heating up.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats want to take our guns or something.
The Republicans, yeah, I know.
Right. The Republicans.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Are all reading the Bible. I heard one. I wish I could remember where it was, what, you know, who he was stumping to. But Trump gets up there, and he's like, here we are, Leviticus the second. Like, it, not Leviticus 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it was like the first time he'd ever seen it, and he's like, okay, no one smartened him up, but like, here's how you should say it.
It's Leviticus Jr.
Right.
The second.
Leviticus number two.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible Trump impersonation, by the way. It sounds terrible in my head.
You're fired.
Right. But where I'm going with this is, I just recently learned that there are people on the, I don't want to say Republican side of things, but on, I guess, the conservative side of things,
mm-hmm.
that are shouting down Bernie Sanders' platform, essentially saying he's pandering to millennials who just want everything for free.
Well, isn't there a every generation people want things for free?
Listen, I would like everything for free, but that's mm-hmm. not going to happen. So what I do is I work for the things that I want.
Listen, you communist.
Oh, boy.
Don't get me started. All right, whatever. You know, I look at it as... I don't even pay attention anymore.
No, I really don't either, because someone said to me, and you would think that I would, especially now, that a World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Famer is running for president in Donald Trump. He's in the Hall of Fame for World Wrestling Federation.
Would he be the first, if he gets elected, to be both a president and a Hall of Wrestling Hall
Hang
of Famer?
Hang on, let me cross reference the lists. Hmm.
Okay.
Wild Samoan Sika was never president.
So if Ric Flair gets it, would he have to be president twice because he's in the Hall of Fame twice?
Right.
Okay.
Right. But essentially, any sort of politics essentially is pro wrestling in just nicer suits.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Really, that all is- it is.
That is an ingenious way of describing the political world and the and followers. I don't know if I've ever told you on here. Do you know when I first noticed politics?
When?
When I was watching Family Ties.
Oh, well, yes, because Michael J. Fox's whole shtick, his whole gimmick.
Was he was a conservative and his parents were
bleeding liberals. Heart liberals.
Right, and... I the joke that has stuck with me
mm-hmm.
for all my life, and it's so stupid. It was like he's like, yeah, you guys are liberals. He goes, no, we're open minded, you know, son. And he's like, no, you're not. He goes, when Nixon was impeached, you had a party. And he's like, no, we just had a little gathering. He goes, it lasted 3 days. It's like, and I was like, do people? And I remember as a kid, like watching that. However young, I was like, do like political like people who have different views fight that hard? Even though I know it was a stupid, dumb comedy,
right?
Like, and then as I like went out into the real world and saw, I was like, holy crap, this is crazy.
Yeah,
this is crazy. I'm a guy who just like. We don't talk politics much, but I like walk the middle mostly. You know what I mean? With I slip left and I slip right depending on the topic. I don't know if that may, you know, but so yeah, I stay out of it.
Right. Again, for me, it's best to stay out of it. Again, I don't know if you're, I don't know how deep your stand-up comedy goes of listening to things. Dave Chappelle's, like, his one special that he had that, like, really launched him as the phenom that he was into the Chappelle Show and all that sort of thing.
Is that the one where you sprinkle some crack on?
Yes.
I remember seeing that going, this guy's a genius.
Okay. So he talks about in there how, like, you know, and it's, like, a lot, like, and it's terrible to say, but it's a lot of, like, white people be like this jokes. But obviously it wasn't the same old hackneyed sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like, you know, white people will tell you the intimate details of like what they do to each other in the bedroom, but God forbid you ask a white person who they're voting for.
Oh yes, I know. So there I was, blank, blank, blank.
Right.
Yeah, but who'd you vote for? Whoa,
hang on, let's not get personal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So again, anytime topics of religion or politics come up, they're sticky situations. They're topics that are just going to end up in battles.
Mm-hmm.
And as I notice, like when I go to my folks' house or when I go to April's folks' house, invariably, somehow, the topic of conversation is going to come up to politics. And I just don't want any part of it.
Either do I.
Because it just ends up, those are like, when we would watch The Office back in the day when that was on, and Michael Scott would do something stupid, and my wife would have to leave the room because it was such an uncomfortable situation.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, this isn't real. It's a fictionalized situation. But being in situations like that when people are being very hard and adamant one way or the other, whether it be their political or religious beliefs, it's uncomfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. It's just uncomfortable for me. But, you know, the way that I lean is what is best for me, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the way you got to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Personally, you want to know the personal truth about me in elections?
Go ahead.
I don't vote, man.
You know, I tell you, I voted. Oh, boy. What would have been the first one that I could vote in? Voted in 96. I voted in 96.
You didn't get a fake ID so you could vote early?
No.
Okay.
Voted in 96.
Mm-hmm.
Voted in 2000, and that was the last time I voted, because I think 2000 was like all the Florida nonsense.
Oh, with the hanging chads.
Right, and the vote tampering and so forth, and that really soured me to the whole idea of it.
I'm afraid of mentioning voting stories on here because I might get calls
mm-hmm.
from, you know, vote riggers and stuff like that. I remember when, because we live, I remember when I signed up for my, I needed I needed a bunch of different forms of ID for something when I was younger, and they told me go get a voter ID card, and that'll count. Like, you obviously need the driver's license, you need the photo ID, whatever. And I went, and I tried to register independent
mm-hmm.
three times, and the card kept coming back Democrat.
Oh boy!
And I was like, oh, okay. I'm just going to leave it as this because I don't vote anyway. And then I remember taking that Democrat card to one of those old voting machines around here. You know, the clickety-clack ones, not the super Star Trek Next Generation touchscreen ones. And I remember, like, a person has to go behind the thing and put the card in, and that's the hanging chads and all that stuff. And I remember somebody sitting at the desk when I signed my name, and somebody yelling to the back, because I was the only one in there, you don't have to worry about this one. He's a Democrat.
Oh.
I was like, what is happening? So I was like, you know what? I'm done voting. I'm like, I have a feeling something shifty's going on here.
Yes, a feeling something shifty's yeah. going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Now, if Vince was running, I'd vote.
There's a story that Jesse Ventura tells.
Uh-huh.
Now, can I just end there?
Yes.
Okay. Wherein he wanted to run an angle with Vince, because Linda has run for whatever office in Connecticut a couple times, mm-hmm. spent millions of dollars, and lost.
Right, to be alderman or something.
Right. But Vince had the idea because he wanted to get, like, the voting ballots opened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be an angle on TV with Vince and Jesse, where Vince was going to claim that he was running for president. Jesse was going to come out and challenge him. They were going to wrestle to determine who the candidate for representing the WWE Universe would be.
And this didn't happen?
No. But again, it was an idea that was like that was very close to happening. But then for whatever reason, as Vince tends to do...
he saw something shiny.
Right, decided to change his mind.
This week, we're pushing tag teams instead.
Right, exactly. Okay. I gave my reasoning for why AJ Styles, who has been wrestling now for the better part of 16 years, is on TV called the Redneck Rookie. It was more than likely Vince had Redneck Rookie in his head, just in general, in his head for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day when they hired AJ, heard AJ talk, mm-hmm. and AJ is from like deep Georgia, deep Southern accent, and he just heard AJ talk, and he's like, and it just, whatever was inside Vince's head then popped in, it's like, that's it, I've got it, he's the Redneck Rookie, he's a pinball, he's tenacious.
and he's been wrestling for 16 years?
Yes.
So he's been wrestling since he's two?
AJ Styles?
Yeah.
No, he's not 18 years old.
He looks like it out there.
No, he looks very good for his age.
Ah.
That's clean living, my good man.
I figure that's because he's short, you know? He must be a youngin.
they're breeding him short these days.
Oh, well, that's what happens.
The giants are far and few between. But we got off subject here. I actually... Now, obviously, this is nothing official, but remember earlier this year, end of last year, we had teased that we were going to do another podcast?
Yes.
And then things happened?
Right.
It may still happen, folks.
Okay.
I'm only bringing it up on the air as a reminder for myself. Because we could, in the near future, have at least two or three more shows as part of the network in the near future.
Okay.
Not us, so we can, like, lay off on this idea.
All right.
One of which already has an episode recorded. Don't know if it's going to see the light of day as the pilot episode.
Huh.
Another one has been teased and tormented and so forth. And then this past weekend we were out at Brian's house, and there were some folks there. And two of them, both ladies... We're like, yeah, we have this idea for a podcast. And I'm like, do it. I go, do it. I'm sure you're aware. We have a network. We have this show. We'll plug it. We'll promote it. We'll let everyone know about it.
Oh, boy.
Are you? They're like, oh, no. I'm like, I'm serious. I go, it sounds like a great idea. Do it. And we will push it, promote it, and get as many people listening, interacting, whatever with you as possible.
Uh-huh. Diversity on the soon-to-be-named network.
That's right.
Wow, I feel like we've come a long way.
We certainly have.
I feel like we've come a long way. Wow. And
what? Unlike some other networks.
Page okay.
Oh...
No, I know what network you're talking about.
Oh, boy.
So now if we say we're going to have a new podcast, does that mean we're actually going to have one, or do we just forget about it? Because that's how I think it works with networks. At least that's the way I've seen it work, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
Also, I just wanted to say while we're chit-chatting back and forth, I have these terrible ideas for promoting the show.
Yes.
That are like so just for me, but I want to do them. I want to float two of them past you because I don't know if it's me reading all these Jonah Hex issues lately has the synapse firing. But one was I want to do cut a promo for the show, which is just a shot for shot remake of the opening intro to Hardcastle and McCormick.
Okay,
and and change the voiceover. Like, it talks about how he's a judge and he gets a friend to help him do all these old cases. We're going to rewrite it to talk about, like, you know, unread comics and everything like that. And then we're going to reshoot the scenes where they're just standing around and talk, like the movements that they do. And then we're just going to leave in the car chases spliced in. I don't know why. I just saw something Hardcastle and McCormick the other night, so I wanted to hear the sound, the theme song again. And I saw that, and I'm like, I want to do that. I don't know why I have a bug up my butt about that, but I thought that was hysterical. Silence.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that?
Yes.
And the second one is Montage Mountain is having a cardboard box sled race. And I know you won't do it, but I wanted us to join and make like a sled that had like long box heroes on the side and just go and take it way too seriously.
Oh, like, boy.
Do you know what I mean? Like that guy, like just play it that way. Like, yeah. Like when somebody like comes over to talk to us, like, is this for a radio station or whatever? Just like play up what, like we put like spoilers on the cardboard box sled and just like, we're going to win and just take it to the nth degree. These are my dumb ideas, Leonard.
One of those is good.
What? Which one is good?
I'll let the listeners decide.
We'll have to put that as one of the polls on Twitter that we can make now.
Polls.
What?
I'm just researching some stuff here. So, yeah.
These are ideas.
Let us know if you want to see these things happen, if you want to see Todd and I risk life and limb on a cardboard box going down a hill or something.
Come on, it would be fantastic.
Yeah.
What could happen? you got a bad wheel, I got a bump ticker.
Ugh.
I don't think we'd make it up the hill, to tell you the truth. We lost two of them halfway up point.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Everest, just leave my body there. So nobody gets hurt bringing me down.
I hope nobody gets hurt. I want you to be okay.
Yes. Uh-oh. Leonard's typing.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We need to wrap this one up. And yes. Todd and I need to bury some folks off air.
Okay.
All right. Episode 65, follow us when you see us, longboxheroes.com, soon-to-be-named network.tumblr.com. Bye, everyone.